It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good afternoon and welcome to a super special edition of Money Matters. You have no idea how excited I am today. I mean, we are talking about taxes, and it's Christmas time, and yes, those two go together. Because if you're driving around and you're stuck in holiday traffic trying to get some last-minute gifts, the good news is you're probably getting a tax cut. You've heard everything from both sides of the aisle about what this tax cut means for you, and we're going to break it down right here today. We're here to break down really arguably the most historic tax cut in the history of American politics and what it means for you. That's really what matters here today. We're not going to spend a lot of time on the corporate side because you know the big corporations are getting a pretty big tax cut. But for 2018, you, the individuals in America, families in America, are getting an even bigger tax cut than corporations. So we're going to talk about what this means for your wallet. Again, most of you are going to get a tax cut in 2018. For some of you, taxes will stay about flat. And for a small percentage of the population, I'm going to tell you, let's put it probably an enraged portion of the population, the lower end of the upper 1% is actually going to get a little bit of a tax increase potentially. Ouch. Particularly if you live in a really high tax state like California, New York, New Jersey. Today, we're talking to you're probably driving around Atlanta traffic, stuck somewhere. And you're in the Southeast, so you don't have to worry about that as much because Georgia state tax is only 6% relative to the big tax states like California that can get upwards of 10, 11, 12, 13%. So we are talking specifically, and we are live, by the way, and if you haven't tuned in, I'm Wes Moss. I'm here on WSB for market updates, economic updates with Scott Slade in the Atlanta Morning News every morning. And then on Sundays from 9 until 11, every Sunday. And we're here, we do a live show about what's happening in the economy, the stock market, how to get to retirement a little bit sooner. I authored a book called You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think. So all this plays back into how we get to retirement a little bit quicker and specifically what this tax cut really means to you because it impacts everything about your planning. And there's a lot of impact for next year. What are you going to do with all that extra money? And if you're going to get a tax increase, well, you got to plan for it a little bit. So that's what we're going to answer your questions today. We're live. You're driving around the city. You're stuck in traffic. And hopefully this is an absolute treat. I promise you that this is not going to be some sleepy show about the minutia of taxes. We're talking about the 10 biggest impacts of this tax reform bill to individuals. Again, not companies, to individuals. And we're going to do it live on the air. I also have a tax calculator that has all the new variables or most of the new variables for the new tax plan. I've been using this for several months, telling our audience on Money Matters on Sunday morning that we thought we'd get a tax cut. I thought it would happen in January or the first quarter of 2018. It happened really the fourth quarter of this year. I've been anticipating this for a very long time. So I've been studying it. And yes, very recently as it got passed, a couple of small changes. That's in the tax plan, the Trump tax plan calculator that I'm going to use today. I'm going to give you a bunch of examples of families that you might be able to relate to. Married, single, kids, no kids, mortgage on the house, no mortgage on the house. And we're going to give you some examples of families where their taxes are going down a bunch, staying flat, and maybe even going up. And because we are live, by the way, 404-872-0750, I want you to call in today and give me your example. You don't have to use your name because you don't want your neighbors to know how rich you are. But tell me your basic income for the year, basically what your adjusted gross income is going to be, what state you live in. We'll look at your property taxes very quickly, and I'll tell you if your taxes are going up, down, or staying flat. Up, down, or staying flat. Today here on this very special edition of Money Matters. I don't know what else to call this, but shock and awe tax cuts. Shock and awe tax cuts. Again, by the way, wow, we've got a lot of people listening, want to know whether taxes are going up, down, or flat. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. So, again, big picture, first of all, this is a giant tax cut and a boon for the U.S. economy. I don't care what you hear. And I talked about that this weekend on I've been talking about these recent surveys from 41 out of 42 liberal economists say that this isn't going to do anything for the economy over the next decade. Or maybe it won't even do all that much over the next couple of years. We're about to drop $205 billion in new stimulus on this economy in 2018. About $85 billion of that's going to companies, and about $120 billion of that is going to individuals. So it's going to have a major impact on the economy. And when it comes to you specifically, I'm going to say around 90% of you are going to see a net pay increase. A net pay increase. So this is the perfect time, and that's why I'm playing Christmas Vacation music. Because right here before Christmas, it's my wife's favorite movie. She watches it 6 to 10 times throughout the holidays. Every time we're wrapping presents and every day leading up to Christmas, it's her favorite movie. But there's a lot of parallels here. It's Christmas in America and you're getting a tax cut. 90% of Americans have just been given the gift that keeps on giving.
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Yeah, and this is not the Jelly of the Month Club. This is not the Jelly of the Month Club, and I'm talking about the largest tax overhaul bill in the history of America. Bigger than the 1963 Kennedy tax cuts. Bigger, arguably, 3, 4, 5 times bigger than the 03 Bush tax cuts. And second only to the 1981 tax cuts during Reagan. At least over the first 2 years, it's second to that. But I'd argue that it'll actually be a bigger overall tax cut when it's all said and done. And this is a three-prong attack here. You've got corporate cuts, individual tax cuts, small business tax cuts. You put all that together, I don't know another time in America where we've had this coordinated of an effort that'll stimulate the economy. So I'm calling this shock and awe. I don't know any other way to put it. This is a very big deal. It's also going to be, and here's what this could mean for the economy, which benefits all of us, right? This is not just a what's my tax number versus your tax number. This is for everybody. Is that if you go back to 2003, 2003, GDP, gross domestic product, averaged about 1.5%. Following the Bush tax cuts, and remember, this group of tax cuts, arguably vastly larger than what we saw in 2003, real GDP went from under 2% to over 4% the very next year. And then it stayed above 3% in 2005 and 2006. So it was a giant economic boost to America. The same thing's going to happen here in 2018 and 2019, 2020, arguably in a much bigger way. So when you hear that this isn't going to do anything for the economy, it's not going to stimulate growth, and because it's not going to stimulate growth, the Treasury's not going to collect enough in taxes, I don't buy that. I don't see how it's possible for this not to be a huge economic impact. I'm here with Ryan Ely, producer of Money Matters for the last decade, and he is inundated with calls, and he's telling me it's time to go to our... Is this a tax calculation, Ryan? We going right to the phones on that? It is. Mike joins us from Cumming. Mike, what's going on? How can I help? What are your numbers?
I'm just curious as what I'm looking at next year. Make about $100,000 a year. Two kids at home. A wife does not work. And we have a home mortgage.
Okay, so a couple of numbers. Did you itemize last year, Mike?
No.
You didn't itemize. And about what are your property taxes?
About $2,400, $2,500, I think.
Got it. Okay. So that will, you're going to fall into the new standard deduction. So here's the other thing for a family now, and this is a big part of what's happening in 2018, your standard deduction goes to $24,000. So right off the top, you're going to have $24,000 come off. So the standard deduction goes up, and oh, by the way, the child tax credit goes up significantly too. So you got two kids.
Yes.
The old rules, it's $1,000 a child. Now it's going up to $2,000 per child. So let's see. Let me run some calculations here and see if Mike's taxes are going up, down, or flat. Here's the deal. If you, particular situation, and again, you said your income is right around 100, right?
Yes.
Two kids, married, filing in Georgia. You live in Georgia. You're going to get a tax increase, Mike. Or you're going to get a tax saving. So more money in your pocket, a net income of about almost $3,000 in 2018.
That'd be really nice.
Let me be a little more exact. $2,868, my friend. $2,868 divided by 12. That's almost $240 a month on average in 2018. Now, remember, your withholding's not going to kick in probably until February of 2018 in your new paycheck, but your taxes are going down. What's in your wallet for 2018, my friend, is going up. It's time to do some Christmas shopping. You're listening to a very special tax edition of Money Matters from 3 until 5 today. Phone lines open. I'm your host, Wes Moss. More of Money Matters, special tax edition, straight ahead.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Christmas is the time of year.
Good morning. Wes Moss here, host of Money Matters, every Sunday morning, 9 to 11. Today, we are live, and this is a very special edition. Shock and all tax cuts. You are tuned to a very special edition of Money Matters, and we are taking your phone calls, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, to help you figure out what this massive tax bill means for you and your wallet as we head into holiday shopping. I know you're doing last minute shopping. You're probably headed there right now. I know traffic's a mess. So why not? Let's do some tax calculations. Up, down, flat. What are your taxes going to do? We're going to Julie on the line who joins us from Marietta. Julie, what's going on? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm excited that you want to figure out what's happening with your taxes. So tell me about your family here. Not too much, but so are you married? You have kids? How much do you make? All of that.
Yeah, we are married. We file jointly, and we have one child. We make about $170 each year jointly. And then we usually do an itemized deduction, and we deduct our one major deduction is our donations, and that's about $14,000 a year.
$14,000 a year for charitable donations, okay. And then about how much are your property taxes?
$1,500.
That's pretty low, yeah. Julie.
We bought a very modest house.
Good for you. How old is your one child?
He is two.
He's two. Okay. So, yeah. And have you finished your Christmas shopping for him?
We have.
Do you think these kids really remember? I don't think they remember at age two. They really don't, right?
No, I didn't buy him that many things this year.
All right. Well, I've got a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 1-year-old, Julie. So I know exactly the stage of the game that you're in. You got a little ways to go. But let me tell you what's going on with your taxes here. Hang on a sec. All right. So your income is around 170. So here's what's going to happen. Because the standard deduction, Julie, for you and your husband is doubling. It's going all the way up to $24,000. So it's going to exceed your itemized deductions, which is actually a good thing. So keep giving to charity, but the new tax bill gives you such a bigger standard deduction that your overall taxes are going to go down by, similar to our last caller, almost $3,000, $2,928. Again, this is an estimate, Julie, but what a perfect back music for this. Hallelujah. This is, remember, it's not going to really hit until next year, so don't spend it just yet. And maybe even want to put that in your 401k. You sound young, but have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas, Julie.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You'll listen to a very special edition, a tax edition of Money Matters until 5 p.m. right here today with me, Wes Moss, News 95.5 AM 750. And by the way, I just wrote about all the main pieces of this tax legislation, how it impacts you. It's on WesMoss.com, right on the homepage. WesMoss, WesMoss.com.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a special edition of Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here talking about this massive tax cut that most of America just received or just is about to receive in the year 2018. I can't come up with a better title for this thing than Shock and Awe Tax Cuts. And you're tuned into a very special edition to discuss that. I'm going to break down what this historic tax cut means for you, what it means for your wallet. You're out probably last-minute Christmas shopping right now. You're stuck in traffic. You're figuring out you're going to the outlet malls, you're going to Lenox. God bless you if you are. It's going to take you an hour to get 10 feet. So we're going to break down whether you're going to have more money in your wallet in 2018 because of the tax cuts or not. Small group of people, and I've run hundreds of calculations already, all scenarios, 50 grand, 100 grand of income, 150 grand, 200 grand, 250, married, no kids, two kids, big property tax deductions, big itemized deductions. Do they go away? Do they stay? Depends on what your the standard deduction is relative to what you've been using itemized in the past. So there's a lot happening here, and we've got a calculator that gives us a really good indication of whether your taxes are going up, down, or staying flat. Lots of callers in the first half hour today where taxes are going, they're going down. And we're going to get a little bit of a Christmas bump here in going into 2018. And then starting in February 2018, families are going to see their paycheck withholding change a little bit. And more money's going to come back into your wallet because the tax brackets are coming down. We're going to go to the phones. I want to give you just a quick overview of the 10 biggest changes that are going to impact you in your wallet. And I have these. There's a lot to this. And I've read multiple versions from CPA firms and tax planning firms. And these are 20, 30, 40 page documents. I wanted to break this down into a two to three page document that gets to the crux of what most people really care about. And we did that right, and we just published it. I wrote it most of the morning. Ryan Ealy, my producer here, taking calls, patching them through. Ryan and I spent all morning writing this up. Remember, this is brand new stuff, and we are really, I don't know if there's any other show that's covering this specifically, like we're doing right here on this special edition of Money Matters on WSB Radio. So on my website, wesmoss.com, go to the homepage. I'm going to list the 10 biggest tax changes that impact individuals. This is not we're not talking corporate cuts today. We're talking individual cuts, what it means for you and your family. So if you go to the homepage, just go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see, what do we title this thing? This is how new this is. It's going to be right on the homepage, what Trump's tax reform means for you. Homepage and under the money tab, easy to find. And here are those top 10 things. And then we're going to go right back to the phones and understand your taxes. They're going up, down, or staying flat. So number one, federal tax brackets are changing. They're moving from 6 to 7 brackets. They get a little bit more specific too. The standard deduction doubles. This is a big part of the plan. It goes to 24 grand. For a family, $12,000 for individuals. Number three, the mortgage deduction changes. That one's pretty simple. It comes down to $750,000 from $1 million. Four, SALT, state and local tax deduction is now capped at 10 grand. This is arguably the biggest single piece, biggest single change in this. And for those in really high tax states, again, you've heard this before, New York, California, New Jersey, that's where you're losing, especially high income earners, losing a giant tax deduction. And this is where a lot of the angst on this tax bill from the wealthy that this cut was supposed to help so much, this is where a lot of the angst is coming. Because if you're a big income earner in those high tax state tax brackets, you're losing massive, massive deductions. They're going from 100, 200,000 all the way down to 10. Five, the child tax credit massively increased. Number six, the Obamacare individual mandate penalty removed. That's a big deal because the average penalty was almost $500 a year. But what is not changing or going away are the Obama era increases that you saw in Medicare taxes. That increase that happened several years ago, that's going to stay. Number seven, AMT, alternative minimum tax. That was retained, but you have more wiggle room here. Higher exemption amounts now for AMT. Number eight, charitable deduction limit goes up from 50% to 60%. That one's pretty simple. Number nine, new inflation measure. They're changing how they and how quickly they change the tax brackets or where those tax brackets start. Chained link, very simply, they're moving to a chained CPI is where they're moving. So CPIUs or Consumer Price Index Urban, they're moving to the chain version. That goes up at a slower rate than the previous version. It's effectively a way for, it's essentially a covert way for the government to increase tax revenue over time. Number 10, capital gains tax remains largely the same as it has been in the past, and that's a huge sigh of relief. Again, 404-872-0750, the number here in the studio, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're doing tax calculations here live on the show to see if you've got a little extra spending money. Let's go right to the phones here. We're going to John, who joins us on the line. John, what's going on? How can I help, my friend? John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So, what's going on? How can I help? What's kind of just big picture with you? Overall income? Do you have kids? You married? And we'll figure out your taxes.
Yeah, overall income is $280,000. Married, two children, filing jointly.
Got it. And how much do you pay right now in property taxes?
About $2,500. Might be a little bit more, but don't have the specifics.
And then the other itemized deductions, approximately, what do you take?
Roughly $15,000.
$15,000. Got it. And you have how many kids?
Two
kids. So here's again, rough estimate. This is a big change. This one is big. You, again, what this calculator is telling me, and again, this isn't perfect. You got to take this to your CPA and figure this out. This is just a really good estimate, though, that you would save in 2018 almost $6,000. So $5,700 is what my calculator is showing me here. It looks like you would, again, this is a pretty interesting theme that keeps coming up as we're taking calls. And this I think is a good point, is that it takes a lot of time and a lot of tax prep, and you pay your CPA or your tax preparer, or some people do, a fair amount of money to figure out and track down all the different deductions that it might take several hours. So you get a tax bill from your CPA because you're trying to figure out all your deductions, and maybe your deductions add up to 15, 16, 18 grand. It's a lot, but it's also a lot of work. Now, because that family standard deduction has doubled, going all the way to 24,000, then you can pretty much say, look, if my deductions aren't going to be more than that, then you don't have to waste your time dealing with that. So it actually might make part of this bill was to try to make your taxes simpler. I think this is a really interesting theme that has now, as we talk this through, and this is all brand new, man. This is like day one of this, right, John? The theme I'm getting here is that taxes are actually going to get simpler, and you're not going to have to spend a day of your life tracking every single deduction down if you think it's going to be under 24 grand anyway, because the standard deduction makes it real simple. So
Which is always a welcome change.
Yeah, it's a welcome change in a lot of ways, not to mention almost a $6,000 pay increase, net take-home pay increase in 2018. I guess all I can say, John, is Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
appreciate
yeah, enjoy. It's like it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
It's like Christmas vacation all day, all year. Ryan, where else are we headed, my friend? I know we've got a lot of calls to answer here. We're going to do it. We're going to, I actually just hung up on someone. That's okay. Again, the number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. Do we have time? Yes, we do. We're going to try to fit in one more call before a break. Chris joins us on the line. Chris, what's going on? What are your numbers, man?
How you doing? I'm Chris. I live in Georgia. Married. Six daughters.
You're kidding me. Chris, you are joke. You are not. You are kidding me.
No, I have six girls.
Well, I've never even heard that before. God bless you. All right. So you have six daughters. Are they these children, or are they grown up, or what?
I've only got one left at home, a 15-year-old.
All right. So you have one child under 17 then. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what's your income?
Between me and my wife, we're at about 115.
Georgia, married father. And do you itemize or not?
No, we don't know more. We just have our mortgage interest.
All right. I'm going to do this two ways. Chris, I'm going to do this two ways. $115,000, you have one child, married, filing jointly. You're going to get a tax cut of $3,000. All right? Approximately. That's about what this looks like. Let's just, for the sake of conversation, go back when your girls were under the age of 17. I can't imagine how crazy that household is. I have four boys under the age of 11. Let's assume the girls are still young, right? And you had six kids at the house. You still make 115. Married, filing jointly. No other deductions. What would that look like? Not much bigger. You'd get about a $4,000 tax break. Actually, what would happen, at least what this is telling me, your federal tax bill would be zero. And it looks like you might even get a tax credit there with all of those kids. God bless you. Merry Christmas, my friend. Thanks for listening to this special tax edition, Christmas tax edition of Money Matters. Here we know that Christmas
will be green and bright. Now here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Christmas is the time of year. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Money Matters. Special tax edition of Money Matters here on WSB Radio. We just outlined what I think are the 10 biggest items that change of the tax bill for 2018. I'm your host, Wes Moss. I'm actually here on WSB Radio every Sunday morning from 9 to 11. We do a live call show called Money Matters. Starting this February, it'll be the 10th year of me doing Money Matters along with Ryan Ely, and it's a live show. So we take your calls and questions every Sunday morning, and we've talked a lot about this tax bill over the last 6 months. We thought it would happen. I know there was a lot of doubt in the media that this tax bill didn't have a chance because healthcare didn't pass, and there's no way they're going to pass tax reform. That just didn't seem like it was going to be the case, and of course this is going through now. And 90% of Americans are getting a tax cut. 90% of economists say this isn't going to be a big deal for the economy, and they're just all wrong. You know, don't overthink this. We're going to get $205 billion of stimulus next year alone in 2018. $120 billion of that is coming to you, the individual, the families in America. The other $85 billion is going to go to corporations. So if you don't think that's going to be good for the economy, I don't know. I don't see how that can not be a huge win for the U.S. economy. Now, the purpose of today is try to figure out the nuances of this bill, figure out what it means for you specifically. And we just talked to someone who had one kid, but had six daughters, and we ran it as in both different ways. If you have a lot of children, it means a lot because the child tax credit has gone up dramatically. It's gone from $1,000 per child all the way to $2,000. So someone in that scenario, if you have six kids, the scenario that I just ran, if you're just tuning in, $115,000, state of Georgia, married, filing jointly. Do you currently itemize? No. If you have a bunch of children, what it would do, it would basically make your tax bill, if you had that many kids, you have six dependents, at least what my calculator is saying is you'd effectively have a federal tax bill of zero or negative. And instead of having a $3,700 tax bill, it'd be zero. So that's a hallelujah. And that's a lot of the calls that we've had here today on Money Matters. This is a tax cut for 90% of Americans. Don't listen to the media that says it's not. I'd love to hear from some folks that have big real estate deductions and really high incomes. And I want to run some of those numbers for our audience to see if even at the high end of the income spectrum, what that does for that group. We're going to keep doing this for the entire next hour. Stay tuned. Again, I'm your host, and our tax change article, we just put it up on my website, wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. It's right on the homepage. Stay tuned for more of this special tax edition of Money Matters right here on News 95.5 at AM 750. WSB.